Alyssa Milano joins Dems' increasing call for mail-in voting, November is coming. By Hannah Blow on April 1, 2020. Actress-turned-activist Alyssa Milano has joined the growing chorus of calls from the political left to make mail-in voting the new reality in U.S. elections, telling her 3.6 million following to demand vote by mail now. Demand vote by mail now. Hashtag November is coming. The charmed actress wrote alongside a video montage making the argument for a vote-by-mail option during the pandemic and potentially beyond. Milano is just the latest progressive to use the pandemic to push voting by mail. Twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton this month called to make voting by mail the norm. Her call coincided with Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, D., requesting all-mail voting for this year's election. A request wholeheartedly supported by Arizona Senate Democrats. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, has also used her voice to push vote by mail, calling to bring the ballot box to voters in a Washington Post op-ed this month. The best way to ensure that this virus doesn't keep people from the ballot box is to bring the ballot box to them. We must allow every American the ability to vote by mail. And we must expand early voting so that voters who are not able to vote by mail are not exposed to the elevated infection risks of long lines and crowded polling locations. Vote by mail, she added, is a time-tested, reliable way for Americans to exercise their constitutional rights. The increased calls for mail-in voting follows what appears to be a concerted effort by progressives to use the pandemic to push their ideas for election reform. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, admitted that House Democrats are angling to pack the next phase of the stimulus package with changes to current voting methods. In terms of the elections, I think that we'll probably be moving to vote by mail, Pelosi said during a Tuesday appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe. That's why we wanted to have more resources in this third bill that just was signed by the president to get those resources to the states to facilitate the reality of life that we are going to have more vote by mail, the speaker added. Pelosi and House Democrats attempted to pack the emergency relief package, passed and signed last week, with a host of progressive pet projects unrelated to the pandemic including same-day voter registration and ballot harvesting, to no avail.